Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Good morning and welcome to the worship at West Huntsville Church of Christ as we gather together to worship our Lord together. We have a great number here today. It seems pretty snug in the back as we have many visitors. We're especially excited today to be hosting the state deaf meeting. And so we have guests from South Alabama, the middle of Alabama, and even around here. So we'd like to extend a special welcome to our brothers and sisters who are here for that meeting. Okay, of course, today we have a special service led by our deaf members. And as part of our special meeting today, we're excited to have Brother Leonard Jordan, who's a deaf minister from the Elba Church of Christ. He has worked in various locations across the nation, and we're very excited to have him with us today. Brother Ryan Smallwood from the Maysville congregation will be voicing the lesson for Brother Jordan this morning.
Our scripture reading this morning will be from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And he entered into Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus. He was chief among publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran, therefore, and climbed up to a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry fast and come down, for I'm going to your house today." The other said, "That man is a sinner, and how can you go into his house and be the guest of a man who is a sinner?" And Zacchaeus stood and said, "I will give back fourfold anything that I have taken that is not mine." And said, "Today salvation has come into this house, because the Son of Man has come who would seek and save the lost." Good morning. I'd like to thank the elders and members for inviting me to come with you this morning. I see there's quite a few deaf people who've come from far distances to come join together, and I want to thank all of you. I know you're all excited to hear a deaf preacher, something different. And this is my first time to be here. Today I want to talk about God's little man. We know him as Zacchaeus. Now, there's not really a good sign for him, so I'm just going to sign the letter Z. That way it makes it easier for the interpreter to know who I'm talking about. Our passage this morning is Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. We talk about a little man, and he may be a little man in stature, but he's not a little man in terms of his character. So Zacchaeus, he was a man who lived in the city of Jericho. I'm sorry if I hit that mic, if it makes any difference there. It's the main trade route of the area. And actually, during the winter time, it was also a winter palace of Herod the Great. It's really a beautiful city over there. Beautiful city. I actually met one man who traveled that area and said it was just such a truly beautiful, amazing place. And on the right side of the screen over there, you can see a map. So that way you get a good idea of where Jericho was, and that's where Zacchaeus lived. And you can see the money there on that slide. The Roman Empire, they had a comprehensive tax system there to collect money from the people. Tax collector had to collect enough money to be able to send money to the government, but also to collect his own money for his own wages. Let's open up and read from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. "And Jesus entered in through Jericho." He passed through Jericho. "And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. So Zacchaeus himself was a Jew, and the name Zacchaeus actually means pure. He was working as a tax collector. He was a rich man. He had a lot of money, but there was just something that was missing from his life, something that needed to change. Now let's keep on reading. Verse 3. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but he could not because of the crowd and because he was short of stature. Now, he had some knowledge about Jesus. He knew a little bit about Jesus, and he wanted to see Jesus. And that kind of indicates to us that he was a good man. You know, there were a lot of people who didn't want to learn about Jesus. And we were talking about Zacchaeus' character. Those who don't are lacking in character. That's the same today as well. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the tree, was a sycamore tree, to see him. For he was going past that way. So he was a rich man, but what he desired was to see Jesus. But he was a short guy also, so it was difficult for him to be able to see Jesus just inside the crowd, because there were so many people who were gathered around. They decided to see Jesus. So Zacchaeus climbs up on top of a tree. Verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. He saw Zacchaeus up there in the tree. And he said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Zacchaeus went in there, and all he expected was just to be able to see Jesus. And you imagine hearing Jesus say his name and say, I'm going to your house. Zacchaeus was ready to go. Jesus told me he's going to your house, and Zacchaeus was ready for it. Let's keep reading. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So you think about it, he got down that tree fast, faster than he went up the tree. I was reading this, and I was really thinking about that right there. So you come today, you sit in worship service, and you know, you listen. If Jesus were to show up here, what would our response be? How quickly would we jump up and be excited to see Jesus in the middle of our worship service? You know, if Jesus came in here today, would we be slow and go, would we be excited and try to be the first one to go up there and see him? So we read that Zacchaeus was joyful. He was cheerful. He was happy to be able to accept Jesus into his house, into God's little man's house. So what if Jesus came to your house? I'm not sure that mic's on, so I hope I didn't, you know, give any feedback there. But so if Jesus came to your house and you didn't expect it, what would you do? If he was going to come and spend a day or two or three, you didn't know he was going to be coming, I just wonder how we would react. What would we do? Oh, I know. We'd give him nicest room, make sure it's all nice and neat and well done. He'd be our honored guest in our house, and we'd give him everything that we could. We'd serve him as best we could. We'd prepare a nice meal for him to eat, and we'd try to give him the very best of everything. My mom always used to keep a regular store of food, of things that we would have, and we'd eat throughout the week. But on Sundays, she'd put out a nice spread. That way, if there was a preacher coming in town, he could have something nice to eat, and he could eat nicer than us. We'd want that stuff the rest of the week. He'd say, no, that's for an honored guest if they came into the house. I kind of think of that the same way we might treat Jesus if he came to our house. We'd be happy to have him, happy to serve him in each of our houses. But when we saw him coming, will we go up and will we meet him in the doorway with open arms, invite him in, invite in that heavenly visitor? Or would you have to maybe change your clothes before you let him in the house? Will we need to change something that we're wearing? before we let Jesus in to see what was going on in our house? Is there maybe a magazine or a book or something that we might need to take and put underneath a shelf or something, hide from Jesus' sight? We wouldn't want him seeing. And then we'd go and we'd find our family Bible, and then we'd be able to take it out and put it right there on the coffee table. We need to turn off our music or something like that, and maybe wish you hadn't said the last sentence you said before Jesus came in. I had some trashy music. You tried to bring out a hymnal instead and make it seem like that's what you're listening to. Would you need to run around your house and clean things up, or would you be able to just open up the door and let Jesus come into your house and see you as you are? Would we be able to just keep on doing the things that we always do? Would you be able to just keep on speaking the way that you typically speak? Would you be able to live your life in the same day-to-day manner? Would you be able to interact with your family in the same way? Would you be able to just keep on the same conversation you have inside your house? Would you find it hard maybe to sit around and say grace before dinner? Could you sing the songs that you're singing? Could you read the things that you're reading every day? Would you let them know the things that are actually on your mind, things that are actually on your spirit? Would you be able to take Jesus with you, all the places that you already had planned that you were going to go? Or maybe you might change a few of those things. You might need to change your plans for a few days until Jesus left. If Jesus came to your house, would you be happy to have him meet with all of your closest friends? Would you hope that they didn't come by, that they didn't come and visit you until Jesus left? Maybe try to push them off till later. Or would you bring them in to meet Jesus? Would you be happy if Jesus came and stayed in our house forever and say, yeah, that's exactly what I want. I wish Jesus would stay with us. Or would you just be waiting for that big old sigh of relief when it's finally Jesus' last day and he heads out? You know, it might be interesting to know what we would do if Jesus actually came in person and would spend a day with each one of us. Let's keep reading. Luke 19, verse 7. But they saw it, and they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. The people in the crowd, they weren't happy when Jesus picked Zacchaeus, when they said his name. I want to ask you a question. Does Jesus Christ know each one of our names? Yes. Yes, of course he knows. How did Jesus know about Zacchaeus up in that tree? Jesus knew his name. Jesus knows our names too. Jesus knows my name. Imagine if Jesus said, Leonard, come on, I'm going to your house. If I'd never actually seen him before, he knows my name, I'd go off and be excited. I would. But think about the response we might have if Jesus picked someone else. Well, that guy's a sinner. Zacchaeus was eager to go and look for Jesus. He even climbed a tree to be able for a chance to glimpse Jesus. The next verse, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor. If I have taken anything by deceit, if there's any accusation against me, I will give it back fourfold to restore it. He was saying he would do this now. He was willing to give back anything that had been taken dishonestly, four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because he is also a son of Abraham. Verse 10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. God's little man, he was a sinner. He needed salvation. That's why Jesus came. This verse here tells us that we would be lost if it was not for Jesus. Every one of us. Some lessons we can have from Zacchaeus. He really needed salvation. So success, and in Zacchaeus' case, riches, that does not equal salvation. Mark 16:26 says, "What will it profit a man?" And we know that sin is the common curse of mankind. From Romans 3:23. Salvation is given to us by Jesus. We also see that he overcame some challenges. His wealth. Wealth can often lead to indulgences, because we have so many things that we can enjoy in life. It can lead to indifference. It means that we don't think that some things are as important. His occupation as well was something he had to overcome. As we can see from the crowd, most people expected that a tax collector would have been evil. And then, of course, there are physical limitations he had to overcome. But remember, Jesus looked at his heart. I want to look at this and contrast some things about being rich towards God. We can be each of these things. We can be rich in worldly goods and poor towards God. We can be poor towards worldly goods. We can be rich towards God. We can be each one of those things. Luke 12:21 tells us, it says, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." That's powerful. Zacchaeus also received some blessings. He received the blessing of salvation, deliverance from sin. He received the blessing of fellowship, fellowship with the Lord. And the same thing is available for each one of us, for everyone. 1 Timothy 2:4 reads, "God who desires for all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." We also read, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides, he who continues in the doctrine of Christ, has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house and do not greet him." We read that in 2 John 9:10. So Zacchaeus, he was God's little man, but he was not little in his character. He was a big man in the eyes of God. It is not the physical. It's not our measurements. Those things, that's not what matters to God. What it is the inward man by which God measures us. As I've given this lesson, I hope that you believe in the words of Jesus Christ and that you'd be willing to repent. Repent of your sins, give them up, and confess Jesus Christ as Lord, as the Son of God. Confession is something that sometimes in the deaf community we're a little bit weak on. We can confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We come forward, we're willing to be baptized, and then we stop coming. Or we're not as frequent. We don't live it in our lives. The same thing happens in the deaf community. Confession is a way of life. It's something that we do every day. And then we have to be baptized. That's truly important. My parents told me you could wait to be baptized, that it wasn't something that needed to be immediate. But no, what Scripture teaches is that it's truly important. When we believe, when we come to Jesus, we must be baptized immediately. And then we live a life that's faithful. We remain faithful. Think about Zacchaeus up in that tree and how quickly he was willing to come and let Jesus come into his house. Would you be the same way? Would you be just as willing to do whatever Jesus asked of us? Maybe you need to make that commitment for the first time. Or maybe you need to come back to Jesus. Make the way correct again. Acts 2:38 says we need to repent. We need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. That's such a simple and powerful passage. And after that point, we need to remain faithful. we don't come and receive the forgiveness of sins and then go back into the ways that we've been living, into that old sin. No. We put it aside forever. If there's any way we can assist you, please come forward.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.